Today we enter into ordinary time. The first week, Wednesday, our gospel text from Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. In this text or vignette from the Gospel of Mark, we have in one way a fairly complete summary of the whole story of Jesus as far as his life and mission is concerned. Let me read it for you. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. As we ponder the text for a little while, I think you can see what I mean as far as this giving us a summary of what Jesus was about and how he understood himself. First, Jesus is very involved in a fairly active life of ministry, healing, driving out demons, being attentive to people's needs, and these are very much at the forefront of how he sees himself and what he is called to do. But as so many of us experience in a very similar way, that can also lead at times either to exhaustion or to our feeling that we lose our groundedness, our rootedness in God, the source of energy, the motivation for continuing in the midst of adversity. So likewise for Jesus, rising early, he went off to a place of quiet and solitude where he could pray. Thus we see here this integration of prayer and mission or ministry in the life of Jesus. Early, finding time, he sees the need, he returns to prayer. But at the same time, we also see Jesus' availability to people in terms of responsiveness to their needs. And so Simon and those who were with him found him and said, "Everyone's looking for you." My own inclination might have been to say, "Well, let them be for a while. Tell them I'll be there shortly. I'll be there in an hour. I want to continue having this time of peace, quiet, alone with God." But rather the text says us that Jesus immediately responds and says, "Well, then let us go on to the villages." So there's this deep awareness of the needs of the people to which Jesus is drawn to respond at the same time as his awareness of that need for replenishment by taking time to be alone with God and the continual interaction of those two throughout his life we find in a very succinct way here. But then it's very interesting, not only does Jesus say, "Let us go on to the nearby villages so that I can be there," but he says, "Let us go so that I may preach there also, for that is why I have come." Rarely do we find in the New Testament as clear a statement as this of how Jesus understood his own mission, his own ministry, and he identifies it with that of preaching. From a Dominican point of view, of course, this is very supportive, very encouraging, very affirming, because we speak about our own Dominican life as being an imitation of Christ, and here we see Jesus seeing himself as very much an itinerant preacher. So let us go on so I can preach there also. That's really why I have come. So Jesus sees his mission as predominantly one of preaching in this text from the Gospel of Mark. Now, we then are led to ask questions that we perhaps cannot answer completely just from this text alone, but in what did Jesus' preaching consist? How did he understand what he was doing when he went to those villages in proclaiming the Word of God? Well, there is a little hint in the first reading from this Wednesday of the first week of Ordinary Time, in which, in the letter to the Hebrews, it also speaks about because Jesus was tested through what he suffered. And so just bringing that insight to the fore, we can say that Jesus' own experience of being put to the test, his own experience of suffering, his own solidarity with the people in that way, was nourishment for his preaching, certainly that which led him to respond so compassionately to the needs of the people. But in the Gospel of Mark, in the first chapter from which we read this text, earlier there's an even clearer, very succinct statement about what Jesus' preaching was, in what it consisted. And it says that upon his return to Galilee, Jesus preached, "The reign of God is at hand. The reign of God is near." That expression, the kingdom of God, the reign of God, which is one of the expressions most frequently found on the lips of Jesus in the Synoptic Gospels, tells us that it forms the heart of his preaching, and at times we need to ask ourselves, well, what was this reign of God? How did Jesus see it? And for now, let me just say that Jesus, to a great degree, simply saw the reign of God as God, that it was his way of speaking about God, a reverential way of talking about God. And so in a sense, Jesus is going into the villages saying, God is here. Not simply talking, I would suggest, about his own presence in being there, but Jesus' awareness that in the midst of human suffering, in the midst of the needs of people, Jesus is aware that God is there, and he's calling their attentiveness to that awareness, to that faith, to that source of healing. And so perhaps the last thing we might want to indicate from this text is how Jesus' preaching is not simply preaching with words, but also preaching through actions, symbolic actions, such as we find so often in the scriptures, calling the children to come to him, washing the feet of the disciples, fellowship at a meal with someone. But in the text we have today, it's quite clear that that action is very much driving out demons, healing the mother-in-law of Peter, others who were brought to him. And so that in a way, for Jesus, preaching and healing are not like two ministries, but they are the same ministry. They are the same mission. They are the manifestation, the proclamation of the Word of God, that namely, God is here. It's announced in what Jesus says, and it's demonstrated in what he does. And Jesus calls forth faith, not simply in himself and his own powers, but in the power of God to be present to the suffering of people. So this is why I said early that in this one text, vignette, succinct as it is, in the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark, we do get a very clear picture early on of the life and ministry and mission of Jesus. That deep integration of prayer and ministry, that ministry understood especially as preaching, that preaching comprising the announcement that the reign of God is near at hand, and then demonstrating that, manifesting it in everything that he does, whether it be a healing, an exorcism, a driving out of a demon. And so we get the picture of Jesus, the itinerant preacher, the itinerant healer, but in all of this, his deep conviction and faith that through him, God is at work, and his awareness that also through us, God is also at work, and we also need to delve into deeply that awareness and that consciousness where we see, yes, even in the midst of the pain of the world, God is here.